Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, on Friday, I beg your pardon, March 4th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. An expelled member of the ruling ZANU-PF Party Youth League has challenged a faced lady, Grace Mugabe, to quit if she cannot stand the political heat.
My Mugabe, we are dealing with her in her capacity as a party member, a center for women affairs, not as a first lady. If the first lady has decided to join politics, then if she cannot stand the heat, she must just get out of the kitchen.
President Robert Mugabe says he will not back down on his decision to seize control of the diamond industry.
In a wide-ranging interview on state television, President Robert Mugabe said Zimbabwe has received less than...
And we'll give you a closer look at the role of the Zimbabwe National Army in ZANU-PF succession battles. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. An expelled member of the ruling ZANU-PF Party Youth League has challenged a faced lady, Grace Mugabe, to, quote, leave the kitchen if she cannot stand the heat. Former ZANU-PF Mashonaland and Central Youth Chairperson Godfrey Tsenengamu also charged that they were used to hound former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who was expelled from the party for allegedly attempting to topple President Mugabe. The ruling ZANU-PF Politburo yesterday purged some members of the party allegedly linked to Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa in a move some analysts say is aimed at weakening the vice president and diminishing his chances of succeeding President Robert Mugabe. The ruling party spokesman Simon Kayamoyo announced the three-year suspension of War Veterans Minister Chris Mutswangwa, his wife Monica, and Women's League Secretary for Administration Espina Nari. The party has also expelled seven youth chairpersons and other party members, bringing the total to 16. Mutswangwa has indicated that he will appeal. Tsenengamu tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that his expulsion is unconstitutional.
There is no basis for appeal. I'm not going to appeal against anything because as far as I'm concerned, I'm still a legitimate member of the party. I'm not even bothered with these unprocedural and unconstitutional expulsions or whatever that they term them.
But there are these allegations that you insulted the first lady. Is this true?
No, it's a lie. I didn't insult the first lady because I'm a party member. In the party constitution, there is nothing like a first lady. We have individual members. We don't talk of families. We don't talk of marriages. We talk of individual members. So when you are dealing with a my Mugabe, we are dealing with her in her capacity as a party member, a center for women affairs, not as a first lady, because I would then be tempted to ask which number my family is if someone says to me, you have insulted the first family, because we don't deal with families. So if the first lady has decided to join politics, then if she cannot stand the heat, she must just get out of the kitchen.
The other allegation is that, as is being reported in the media, is that you are linked to a faction allegedly called Team Lacoste.
As far as I know, there is nothing like Team Lacoste. Team Lacoste exists in the vocabulary of Professor Jonathan Moyo. Even the term G40, it exists in the vocabulary of Professor Jonathan Moyo. Lacoste, for your information, is a fashion brand which originated from France.
That was expelled ZANU-PF youth leader Tsenengamu speaking to Studio 7's Blessing Zulu. Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Pedzisai Ruhanya tells Studio 7 for Zimbabwe's that the current pages are similar to what was faced by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru.
There's nothing new really about what's going on. This is a process that is started fundamentally gathering momentum in the pre-Congress era of 2014, where Vice President Mujuru was fired. And she was fired with 9 provincial chairpersons, members who went to the Politburo, and the likes of Goche, the likes of former political commissar of ZANU, quite a number. So there's nothing really new. But what is interesting is that increasingly the president and his wife are running the affairs of both ZANU and the state using unorthodox ways, which in the long run may have an effect on the standing of ZANU, particularly post-Mugabe. But there's nothing really new. It happened to Mujuru. So why should we be surprised that it's happening to Mnangagwa? In fact, it is a big lesson to these people in ZANU that when people are doing things that are not right, people must stand up, people must speak out against evil things, against evil ways, against unconstitutional behavior, against undemocratic behavior. So for a lot of citizens, they're saying, no, let them burn.
But are we likely to hear Mr. Mnangagwa defending Mutsvangwa here?
I don't think he will do that. He has never done that in his history. He has never defended anyone, and he will not do that. He will not do that precisely because the person who is being is Mugabe himself. So people must not separate the activities of Grace from the activities of Mugabe. Mugabe and Grace are one, and Grace is fundamentally an agent of the president.
That was Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Pedisai Ruhanya speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. President Robert Mugabe said late Thursday that he will not back down on his decision to seize control of the diamond industry. Last month, Mugabe gave foreign mining companies 90 days to stop work and leave the country. Sebastian Mofu reports for VOA from Harare that scaring away foreign investors may be the last thing Zimbabwe needs right now.
In a wide-ranging interview on state television, President Robert Mugabe said Zimbabwe has received less than $2 billion for what he said has been $15 billion worth of diamonds mined since 2009.
So where have our cars been going? And we've been blinded. Lots of swindling, smuggling has taken place. And the companies that have been mining virtually, I want to say, robbed us of our wealth. And that is why we have decided that this area should be a monopoly area and only the state should be able to do the mining in that area. You cannot trust a private company in that area, none at all. And we should have learned from the experiences of countries like Botswana, Angola, Namibia, etc.
Mugabe included the Chinese mining company Anjin in his indictment, a surprising move for some. China is a key investment partner for Zimbabwe. Officials have referred to China as the country's quote all-weather friend, unquote, since the U.S. and European nations imposed sanctions in 2002 over rights violations and vote rigging. But Mugabe says he addressed his concerns about Anjin with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping on his landmark visit to Zimbabwe late last year.
I don't think it has affected any of our relations adversely at all. Don't think so. I told President Xi Jinping that we were not getting much from the company and we didn't like it anymore in this country. So we wanted it to go back. I told him that. Yeah.
Anjin is one of the 9 foreign mining companies now fighting Mugabe's move in court. The case opened this week in Harare. The government said last month that under the new system, the Zimbabwe Consolidated diamond company in which the government will hold at least 50% equity will now mine the country's gems. But Zimbabwean economist John Robertson says the government isn't actually ready to take over diamond extraction.
That is a nonsensical statement because you actually need cash to do the job in mining. Now they do need capital. Now they do need to bring in the proper techniques that will extract the real value from what's available. And the money to do that isn't there. And the people who are supposed to bring it there are thoroughly discouraged by the fact that they've got to invest 100% of the capital and they'd be allowed to earn an income from only 49% of that capital.
The government says this new system is in line with the broader indigenization policy, which since 2008 has forced foreign companies and landowners to cede control to black Zimbabweans. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Thanks, Sebastian. State security agents have sealed off diamond mining fields in Manicaland province following an order by the government for most companies to shut down after they failed to register and join a proposed national company. Indications are that several illegal miners have been arrested amid reports that some have also been killed by the police. Our correspondent Lloyd Hamoyo reports from Mutare.
Marange villager Malvin Mudiwa, who is also chairperson of the local people's representative grouping Marange Development Trust, told Studio 7 the closure of diamond mining firms last week has created some problems for the community after security agents sealed off the mining fields. Mudiwa said a large number of villagers have been arrested for illegally mining diamonds, while several others have been beaten up by police for visiting the mining areas without state authority. He said there were unconfirmed reports that some people have died in the hands of the police. Mudiwa identified one of the people who was severely assaulted by the state security agents as Fungai Ziduche. Police in Mutare declined to comment and referred all questions to police headquarters in Harare. The current conflict has reminded villagers of skirmishes between local people and the police a couple of years ago when the government started showing interest in the diamond fields. Several people were killed and others injured and displaced following accusations that they were mining diamonds illegally and selling it on the black market. James Mufumi of the Center for Research and Development, an organization with some interest in the extractive sector and human rights issues, said government's intervention last week was long overdue.
The activities for the past 10 years were alien to the communities of Marange and the citizens in general.
Mufumi urged state security agents not to use excessive force when dealing with illegal diamond miners.
Human rights abuses in Marange have been ongoing, either at the best of companies or the security organs that are operating in the area. We encourage the police, now that they've surrounded the area, to use due diligence and inform people that they must not come into the diamond field. But their raids in the communities must stop, because it's illegal for the police to carry out operations in the community, stepping the community in the end, causing unnecessary abuses on members of the communities.
President Robert Mugabe recently admitted for the first time that the government has not benefited much from the gems in the past 10 years. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti once indicated that diamond proceeds were not trickling into the national fiscus. These remarks drew scorn from President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.